If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In the name of Christ our Lord, grace and peace. April 24, 1547. On that day, just 14 months after the death of Luther, Charles and his troops defeated the small Caldic League at the Battle of Wittenberg. On the Wednesday following, Charles and his troops marched into the defeated Wittenberg, and Charles proceeded into the castle church with his retinue. He was called upon to open the grave of Luther and burn his remains as those of a heretic. He declined. Thereupon, a Spanish soldier in his retinue drew his sword. Perhaps you've seen the painting of Lucas Cranach the Elder that graces the altar of this church. Luther is standing in a pulpit not unlike this one, pointing to the crucified Christ, the congregation opposite looking on. This Spanish soldier drew his sword and pierced the painting of the preaching Luther right in the neck. And he said, "Even in death, this beast rages on." You can still see the marks to this day. Yes. Yes, even in death, he rages on. Long since dead, Luther's confession rages on among us. And what is this confession? "I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord." Luther's confession rages on among us because his is the confession of the church of all ages. Jesus is Lord. Kyrios Jesus. Confession that Jesus is Lord and faith in the heart that God raised him from the dead saves, says St. Paul. We do well then to ask, what does it mean to confess Kyrios Jesus? To confess Jesus is Lord, first of all, is to say something about self. St. Paul uses the magnificent word homologeo in our text. The priests and the Levites came out to John the Baptist in the wilderness and they asked him, "Are you the Christ?" And he confessed, homologeo, and he did not deny. He confessed, homologeo, "I am not the Christ." You and I have a much more difficult time in such cases of mistaken identity. In fact, we even perpetuate them in our lives. Even though we have the direct command of our God, "You shall have no other gods before me." Even though we have the commandment of Christ, not to lord over our brethren, still, how many times we find ourselves confessing, "I am the Christ, I am the Lord, I am my own Lord, I am the Lord of my brothers, I am the Lord of my family, I am the Lord of the flock, I am the Lord of the church, I am Lord of lords, King of kings." And God's law comes into our miserable little despotic kingdom like a bolt of lightning and says, "Yes, oh, you're a great Lord, and a greater Lord you'll be in hell." Once again, shocked into reality, we remember the words of St. John. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, homologeo, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To confess with the mouth, Kyrios Jesus, is to confess with the mouth, "I am not the Lord, I am a sinner." To confess and believe Kyrios Jesus is to confess and believe Jesus as Savior and God. After being brought low by the law, confessing our sin, denying our lordship, and confessing Christ, we're tempted yet again to take the path of the law. Zealous for God, but not according to knowledge, as St. Paul says. Knowing the righteousness of God, still seeking to establish our own. Ignoring the word of forgiveness, which is near to us as God's word in our ears, we head off again for the path of the law, seeking to establish our own righteousness. This path is a dead end. We're tempted to make this matter of his lordship primarily a matter of us making him Lord by obedience to the law. "Jesus is your Savior, but is he your Lord?" we often hear. But the Apostle Peter, with direct reference to the resurrection and the ascension, confessed, "God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ." No, for the Christian, the lordship of Christ is foremost a matter of the gospel, not a matter of the law. It is to believe in the heart and confess with the mouth Jesus as Savior, For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. All who call upon the name of the Lord will never be put to shame. In the Large Catechism, Luther writes, I believe that Jesus Christ, true Son of God, has become my Lord. What is it to become a Lord? It means that He has redeemed me from sin, from the devil, from death, from all evil. Before this, I had no Lord and King, but was captive under the power of the devil. I was condemned to death and entangled in sin and blindness. Let this be the summary of this article, that the little word Lord simply means the same as Redeemer. That is, He who has brought us back from the devil to God, from death to life, from sin to righteousness, and now keeps us safe there. He is our Lord as our risen Redeemer. Surely we Christians desire to do everything our lives according to God's holy and gracious will. But this is only because He is already our Lord. And this because He is our Savior. Jesus is our Savior, but He is also our God. This is what it means to confess Kyrios Jesus. What did the Apostle Thomas say when he saw the resurrected Lord? My Lord, Kyrios, and my God. In the text earlier read, St. Paul quotes Joel 3:5 in reference to Christ. For all who call upon the name of the Lord, Yahweh, will be saved. Kyrios Jesus is Yahweh. For only God in the flesh has the power to lay down His life and take it up again. Just as this confession, Jesus is Lord, drew a clean break and distinction in Christianity over against all pagan religions with their lords of many, so it draws a clean break and distinction between church and synagogue. God, that God was in Christ, truly reconciling the world to Himself, is a stumbling block to the Jews. That God in Christ was born, suffered, was crucified, rose again. All for our salvation is the preaching which Paul called foolishness to Greeks and a stumbling block to the Jews. But we who confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead will be saved. Kyrios Jesus, our God, is our Savior. Rage on then, brothers. Rage on in the confession. Rage on everywhere. In the confession that Kyrios Jesus, indeed that every tongue confess, every knee bow, and this to their own salvation. But we must remember the words of our Spanish prophet. Even in death, he rages on. To confess Kyrios Jesus is to believe that God raised Him from the dead, to believe in the One crucified. How wonderful that day when all will be gathered, all who have made the good confession like Christ before Pilate. All will kneel and confess Kyrios Jesus to the glory of God the Father. But that is then. This is now. Now our life is hid with Christ in God under a cross. Outside of Fort Wayne away, there's a church I often pass. And I say this not to slander these people, for I merely think of myself when I see this church. The building in the front, it has Jesus is Lord across the top in big, great big huge letters. And there's a huge window in front, and there's a giant Goliath. And he's got a spear and everything. And I suspect there's a David there. He's probably made small for effect. I've never been able to see him as I pass by. Perhaps this reminds many of us of our own former days of evangelical substance, Lutheran style. To confess Jesus as Lord was to be able to come every trouble in life, every Goliath in life. Jesus is Lord meant, yes, we have a Savior, but we have made Him Lord by our obedience. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, make a lot of money, overcome all adversity in this life, even overcome illness. And oh, how this theology of glory attacks us today in ever more subtle forms. No, that is the way of the cross. To confess Kyrios Jesus is much rather to go with Him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace He bore, for here we do not have an enduring city, Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. It is much more to say with St. Paul, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With the same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not upon what is seen, but what is unseen. To confess Kyrios Jesus is to confess Christ crucified. Rage on then, brother. Rage on, in season and out of season, rage on. Kyrios Jesus, for if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, you and your hearers. Rage on, brother. But let us never forget, we rage on in death, under a cross. By all appearances, God's means to engender faith and confession don't do much. A handful of water, apparently mere bread and wine, a voice of forgiveness. But we know. We know because we confess Kyrios Jesus. And even in death, this confession rages on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.